Thank you for your uplifting and encouraging talks. My husband died 6 months ago. Could you give suggestions for how to contemplate anicca and anatta in the context of his life, illness, and death? I'm aware of aversion to the pain of losing him. I do want to learn from all this. I think one of the things that's important is to... There's a naturalness to grief, and that the grief of losing a spouse is you can't just say that wave the magic wand of Dhamma over it and then it's going to go away. There needs to be a recognition of its naturalness, but then also how it comes in waves. And seeing the impermanence of the feelings that arise, and then recognizing the attachments that we have and the way that memories work, and seeing this is all Dhamma displaying itself, and I think it's also helpful. To be, one contemplates impermanence and the uncertainty of life, but then it's also the other side of that coin is also contemplations and cultivations of gratitude, in the sense of the gratitude of having shared a good life with someone. The opportunities for dedications of merit and blessings, really bringing up what it's wholesome and positive, and dedicating the goodness that arises in the heart to someone who's passed away, particularly someone who's very close to us. So that these are yes, and there is aversion to the pain of losing one, but that's it, recognizing, does that, in terms of a coping tendency, you think, that's not so helpful, but it's in the sense that, how can I take that and transform that into, and I think that's one of the things that in terms of the a Dhamma practice, giving ourselves the opportunity to bring in the things that we are experiencing, and even if it's something negative, and then allowing it to transform one through softening towards it, being accepting of something like that, the acceptance of that aversion to the pain of loss. And because because usually what we do is we want to push that away. We don't want to experience that. And that tends to perpetuate the feeling. But then and this applies across the board in so many of the things that that are difficult for us. But to be able to bring it in and have the confidence within oneself that, I can work with this. This can be transformed. This can be dealt with skillfully. And it has the seeds of the other side of the coin, that aversion to the pain of loss is then also a connection with compassion. And it's important to give oneself that opportunity to allow that to shift. So those are just off the top of my head, a few ways of looking at that.